to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
By the way, one of the points I made in my column over the weekend that some of the trolls took issue with me on is that I said that the more cases that we have of testing that come back, we're going to see the death rate go down. And that's true for two reasons. One, 80% of everyone that's being tested is testing negative. Minimum. Minimum of 80% of everyone being tested is testing negative. Of those that are testing positive, not nearly as many of them are testing in the serious category as they were early on. So as of right now, the global death rate of COVID-19 is about 4.3% of all the cases that are registering as positive. In the USA, we started out with a death rate that was close to the global rate because it was about 3.8. We were at 3.7. Our death rate is down to 1.1%. We're going to get through this, friends. Cuomo's rolling out the cure tomorrow for New York. I hope that Governor Murphy will do similarly in New Jersey soon. And no matter which state you listen to this podcast or broadcast in, I hope that you also have it as well. I did not get to this earlier. Actor Daniel Dae Kim is now a believer. Cut four.
Obviously, I am not a doctor, nor am I a lawyer, though I have played them on TV. I've always wanted to say that. So please don't take my word as that of a medical professional. I also don't know all the proper legalese to protect myself in these situations, so forgive me if I don't use all the right disclaimers. Okay? That said, here is a treatment protocol I followed as prescribed by my amazing doctor. It was what's called a drug cocktail, which means it's a combination of different drugs. It consisted of Tamiflu, which is an antiviral, the antibiotic azithromycin, more commonly known as a Z-Pak, a glycopyrrolate inhaler that was used to ease breathing and the inflammation that's commonly associated with COVID. And here's what I consider to be the secret weapon: hydroxychloroquine. This is a common antimalarial drug that has been used with great success in Korea in their fight against the coronavirus. And yes, this is the drug that the president mentioned the other day.
And there you go. He is now virus-free, and it's hydroxychloroquine that did it. Thanks, Governor Cuomo, for getting enough to cure every person in your state. We'll report on it tomorrow.